So what are some of the worst or most awkward experiences maybe you've had with a delivery driver? We ask because, you know, there was someone who kind of went viral for contacting a delivery service when the driver picked up the bag of food and then went into the bathroom to use it before they delivered
Nobody
it.
Nobody needs that to happen.
No. So I got a message. I'm a delivery driver and once had to deliver food to a little boy behind his parents' back.
That's a little awkward.
Apparently, the kid had stolen his parents' credit card in the middle of the night, ordered food, so I had to climb through a bush and hand the food to him through the window.
You had to climb through a bush? Wow! That is a covert delivery right there.
That is. That, wow. And you know what? Props to that driver.
Yeah.
He understood
the assignment.
Yes, he understood the assignment. You know, I mean, and with, you know, your phones, sometimes your kids have like Apple Pay and all that stuff right on there, or some Google Pay or something.
Yes.
Right there on the phone that's linked to your card. And so they're just like, you know what? A little hungry. Don't want to wake up the parents. So
here's another one. My last driver ran out of gas, apparently didn't have money for gas, waited at the gas station for 20 minutes for his cousin to bring him gas. What? If he'd just contacted me, I'd have gone to meet him immediately, but I had to contact him after I noticed he'd been sitting in the same spot for 20 minutes while my food got cold.
Oh, no.
Like, I work this job, too. How are you going to not have gas in your car as a delivery driver? And how are you just not going to contact me when something goes wrong?
Yeah, I mean, I get, like, emergencies happen like that. Right. And then you realize, oh, gosh, you know. And you know, who knows? Maybe this person is trying to take these jobs to get money for that sort of thing. Yeah. But
like, I'll just get paid on this one job and then I'll go get gas. It's gonna be fine.
Yeah, right.
It's gonna be fine.
I mean, look, we've all done it. We get in the car and we're like, okay, I've got 20 miles left to the tank.
It says 8 more miles. MapQuest, how Google map it to the gas station. It's 7 miles. I think I can get there.
Shoot. Tammy said, these are the awkward or worst experiences with like delivery. Tammy said, one time my food arrived soaking wet.
What?
As the hot drinks I had ordered had obviously been spilled inside the bag.
Oh, no. Yeah. We're putting hot drinks in a bag and not in a carrier so that you can see it's a drink?
She says the driver even tried to pass the food off as if nothing had happened. If that weren't enough, the wet food in the bag wasn't even mine. It was the wrong order.
Oh, that's a fail on a couple levels.
It is a fail on a couple levels.
Oh, Dave says, I was working the night shift, ordered some food because I was starving. When it got here, I opened the food only to see that half of my Filet-O-Fish had been eaten with teeth marks in the bun. Wow.
That is bold. That is
a bold move. Like, you know they're going to see that. They know you delivered it, right?
Yeah. It's funny because I saw, I saw on social media, like last week or a couple weeks ago, there was a screenshot of an interaction between someone who ordered the food and someone who was delivering it.
Right.
And it says, sorry, you know, that's from the delivery person. Yeah. Sorry. And the person who ordered it was like, what happened? This food is very tasty.
What?
And it says, what? You can report to the company or
like, you can tell on me that I was hungry, so tasty?
Yes, you can tell on me. And then the other inner is like, you're an awful human being.
Seriously?
They just said, sorry,
I'll go back and get you the same order and I'll pay for it. And all of these just going to be a little bit later than normal.
You know what? Sorry, food looked really good.
Oh, wow.
It looked really good.
You have amazing taste.
You have amazing taste. So anyways,
wow.
Good stories there. But yes, the delivery drivers are literally the fabric.
They are the fabric of America.
Of our society.
They keep
here
us going, but sometimes there's a few bad apples in the bunch.
Sorry, the food looked too good.
Really
just
good.
Needed just a little...
Just a little taste. You can report me. I'm probably going to be fired.
Just a little taste here on 99.7 DJX.